殿，在夏令会里头对我们说话。
We thank the Lord for His grace, for Him speaking to us during the conference.
我们更感谢主，今天我们能够一起来交通分享我们在夏令会的得着，我们的学习。
Thank the Lord for His grace that we can continue to fellowship of what we have learned and received from the Lord. Let us begin with a word of prayer.
父神，我们感谢丰盛的慈爱怜悯。
Father, we thank you for your richness in love and mercy.
你是一位说话的神。
You are God who speaks.
尤其在这样一个弯曲背扭的时代，你愿意对众教会来说话。
Especially in thisCrooked and perverse generation, you want to speak to your churches.
愿你所说的话语在我们里面来激励，来督促我们。
May the words that you speak to us can really enter in to encourage and to constrain us.
也感谢主，在基督的身体里，我们能够一起来分享你在我们身上所做的工作。
And that we may also fellowship in the body of Christ of all the work that you are doing in us.
愿借着今天的交通，你如何在弟兄姊妹身上来制作更新变化我们。
Through the sharings this morning, Lord, may you continue to do a work that renew us and transform us.
愿这样的话语来激励我们，彼此带导，彼此扶持，彼此劝勉。
That these words may really stir us up, that we can intercede for each other, to encourage each other.
是的，预备我们的心，你的回来已经近了。
May you prepare our hearts further, so that your, because your coming is near.
愿我们都有一个心智，我们预备好等候你的再来。
May you press on this mindset and this heart desire, so that we can be prepared for your return.
愿你再来的时候，能够在我们身上看到金银宝石的工作。
And when you appear, you may really see the work of gold, silver, and precious stone in our lives.
请祝福早上的交通。
May you bless the fellowship this morning.
Amen.
Amen.
我们来看一下在彼得后书，这里我心里的一个感动。
Let us read from 2 Peter. This is something that touched my heart.
彼得后书第一章
2 Peter chapter 1,
第17节
verse 17.
说这里说到他从父神的尊贵荣耀的时候，从极大荣光之中有声音出来向他说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
For when he received honor and glory from God the Father, such as utterance as this was made to him by the majestic glory, this is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased.
十八节，我们同他在圣山的时候，亲自听见这声音从天上出来。
And we ourselves heard this utterance made from heaven when we were with him on that holy mountain.
所以在这个夏令会，我最深的感受就是借着两位讲员来激励我们，要珍惜神在我们身上所赐给我们的。
So one of the deepest impression I have from the conference is that through these two speakers.The Lord is encouraging us so that we need to treasure what the Lord has given us.
所以卢西尔弟兄他在交通道，在马太福音十七章，在黑门山主的变化形象。
Brother Lucio shared with us from Matthew chapter 17 how the Lord transfigured on the Mount of Hermon.
主的变化形象在彼得身上造成非常重大的影响。
And that event of transfiguration.Had a great impact in Peter's life.
到了他要离世与主同在的时候，还激励弟兄姊妹要珍惜。
All the way until the day that he was about to depart from this earth, he continued to stir up the saints, saying that we need to treasure the Lord.
愿主的形象在我们心中成为我们每个弟兄姊妹我们的渴慕，我们的追求。
And may the likeness of the Lord become our pursuit inside our heart.
因为王伯希弟兄他交通到我们今天要进入神的殿中瞻仰他的荣美。
And our brother Livingstone Wang also shared with us we need to enter into his temple and to gaze upon his glory.
就像希伯来书第十章这里交通到。
Like Hebrews chapter 10 says.
所以在 这个地方讲到第十九节，希伯来书十章十九节。
Hebrews 10:19。
弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所，是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体。
Therefore, brethren, since we have confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus, and by a new and living way which was inaugurated for us through the veil, that is his flesh.
所以我们弟兄他的负担也是我们要珍惜。
And our brother's burden is also that we need to treasure this.
从前这至圣所只有大祭司一年能够进去一次。
Before the holiest, holy was only open to the great high priest once a year.
众人不能进去，甚至一般的祭司都不能够进去。
No one else could enter, even the common priest could not enter.
但是主耶稣在十字架上断气的时候，这幔子就裂为两半。
But when our Lord Jesus died on the cross, the veil was torn asunder.
所以我们今天要珍惜有一条又新又活的路为我们打开，我们可以到神的面前，到至圣所来敬拜，与他有交通。
So today we need to treasure this opportunity that a new and living way was inaugurated for us, that we can come directly into His presence.
我的感想，真太多时候我们不珍惜这些事情。
And I thought so often we do not treasure these opportunities.
我们不珍惜彼得在变化身上他所看见的荣耀。
We do not treasure the glory that Peter saw on the Mount of Transfiguration.
我们不珍惜在这今天在幔子中我们能够自由来敬拜赞美。
We don't treasure this opportunity how we can enter within the veil and to worship Him freely.
所以这是我的一点感受，愿主借着他自己的话语来激励我们。
These are some of the burdens I have. May the Lord continue to encourage us by His own words.
我们就把底下的时间交给几位弟兄姊妹，他们来交通。
And we'll give the following time to several brothers and sisters for them to fellowship with us.
Good morning, brothers, sisters.
早上好，弟兄姐妹。
I am very grateful for the opportunity to attend the summer conference this year.
非常感恩今年有机会能够参加夏令会。
I'm even more grateful that my daughter was able to come with me.
那我更感恩的就是今年我的女儿可以跟我一起去参加。
So after the first day of the conference, I asked her, what is the best part of this summer conference to her?
那聚会第一天之后我就问她，你觉得这次聚会最好的是在哪里？
She said it was the food.
他说最好的就是这个食物是最好的。
I was secretly a bit disappointed, but I couldn't blame her.
那我的心里面是有一点点的失望，但我并不能够责怪他。
The Lord indeed provided us good food and we were taken care of.
因为神实在是我们预备了很好的食物，也特别的来关照我们。
The second day, however, when I asked her the same question, she said it was memorizing the Bible verses.
那第二天我就问她同样的问题，但这次她告诉我最好的是能够来背一些圣经经节。
I knew she did not say that just to please me and that she truly meant it.
我知道她这样说不是为了取悦我，她说的实在是她心里所感受的。
It is such a blessing to have brothers and sisters as my spiritual companions.
实在是有福能够有弟兄姐妹陪我一同走做我的属灵伴侣。
As well as my daughter who could not always be with me in our gatherings.
那同样也是很有福，因为我的女儿不能够总在聚会当中跟我在一起。
Throughout this conference, I found the messages echo with one another, even though Brother Wang and Brother Lucio's focuses were slightly different.
那在整个的聚会当中，我发现虽然王弟兄和 Lucio 弟兄他们的这个信息稍有不同，但彼此却是呼应的很好。
Friday night, before the message started, I was thinking to myself.
那在周五这个聚会的开始之前，我就在自己心里想。
I can't believe this is the second to the last message.
我很难想象这就是倒数第二场的信息了。
Tomorrow our conference would be over and we will be heading home.
那明天的话聚会就要结束，我们就要回家。
Tears started to rush down as I realized how precious is each passing minute.
那当我想到每一分钟都是如此的宝贵，我的眼中就忍不住流下了泪水。
I listened attentively, fearing that I may miss a single word.
我非常用心的来听，恐怕我错过一分钟的信息。
I feel a great sense of urgency like never before.
在我心中所有的这种紧迫感是我以前从未感受到的。
In the past, I've heard the message of our second coming king and our Lord's second coming, our soon coming king and our Lord's second coming.
那在过去的时候我也听过主要再来了，我听过他要再来。
When Brother Lucio directed us to 2 Peter and his last words,
当 Lucio 弟兄让我们来读彼得后书那里他彼得最后的话的时候，
I had a very vivid image in my mind of Peter saying those words before his beloved brothers.
那我好像就看到这样一幅活生生的画面，就是彼得在那里向着他所爱的弟兄们来讲这些话。
And a very vivid image of Jesus telling his disciples what would happen the night before he was crucified.
我好像也看到主在他将要被钉十字架前的那一晚，如何的在对他的门徒们来说。
It almost seemed to me it was not our brother standing on the stage.
那对我来说，好像在讲台上讲信息的并不是我们的弟兄。
But Peter and Jesus standing right before me saying those words.
好像是彼得和主耶稣站在讲台上来告诉我这样一篇信息。
Throughout the message, half of the time, I was in tears.
那在这一篇信息里面，有一半的时间，我的眼中都带着泪水。
Because I was overwhelmed and I can genuinely feel those precious words.
因为我实在能够感到这个话语的宝贵，我的心实在是被充满了。
I told myself I want to be like Enoch.
我对自己说，我想要像以诺一样
，walking closely with God，
能够亲近的与神同行。
When Jesus revealed His glory on Mount Transfiguration，
那当主耶稣在变化山上显现出他的荣耀的时候
，Peter said, "Rabbi, it is good for us to be here."
彼得说，拉比，我们在这里真好。
That is exactly how I feel about our conference.
那这就说出了我心中对于这次聚会的感觉。
I heard the precious and timely words that I need in this crooked and perverse generation.
那我就听到了在这样一个黑暗和弯曲的时代那宝贵的话语。
I was encouraged by the examples of Peter and Enoch.
那我也被彼得和以诺这样的例子而激励。
I was accompanied by my brothers and sisters on this pilgrimage.
让我看到在这样一条长寿路上我有这么多宝贵的弟兄姐妹与我为伴。
I had the comfort of knowing, even though my family is broken, I was broken, we can still pursue after our Lord and serve Him.
我的心中就得着如此的安慰，虽然我的家庭破碎，我自己也经过很大的艰难，但我仍可以来追寻主，能够来侍奉他。
I do not want to leave the conference.
我不想要离开聚会。
However, the Lord has another plan.
然而主有他的计划。
Just like he intended for Peter to come down the mountain.
就好像主让彼得从山上下来一样。
After the conference, we have to go back to our daily lives.
在聚会结束之后，我们都要回到自己平日的生活中。
As parents, as children.
作为家长，作为孩子。
As husbands and wives.
做丈夫，做妻子。
Students, employees, and administrators.
学生、雇员或者是官员
etc. For me as a teacher,
那对我来说，我要做回这教师。
Each summer, I would go to Texas A&M to teach Chinese for 2 weeks in a summer camp.
那每一个夏天，我都要去到 Texas A&M， 然后在那里去教2周的这个夏日的中文课。
Like last year, this camp started the day after our conference.
就像去年一样，这个课程的开始就是我们聚会结束的第二天。
In the past, they would send someone to pick me up.
在过去的话，他们会派人来接我。
Knowing I could not drive at night.
因为我晚上没法开车。
This time, they promised me the same thing.
这次他们也同样答应我。
However, when I got home at around 7 on Sunday,
然而当我晚上周日晚上7点到家的时候
，I was informed that they were in lack of hands, and due to unexpected situations,
I had to drive there myself.
那突然他们就通知我说人手不够了，由于一些突发的状况，我必须要自己开车过去。
I was hungry and tired.
我当时又饿又累。
I had about an hour to pack up all my personal things and all the teaching props.
那我有大概一个小时的时间要准备好自己的行李，还要带好一切的教材。
And hit the road before it got dark.
然后要在天黑之前上路。
I had two car accidents in the past 2 years.
在过去的两年里，我有过两次的车祸。
With very poor eyesight, especially at night.
因为我在我的视力不好，特别在晚上很难看清。
The thought of driving to a place that is over an hour away on an unfamiliar road when it is dark make me feel very uneasy.
当我想到要在天黑的时候开一条不熟悉的路，一个小时多去到一个陌生的地方，让我心中非常的不安。
However, I knew I had to be there for my students.
但我却知道为着我的学生们，我要去哪里。
After I finished packing and eating a simple dinner,
那当我收拾好行李，简单吃了晚饭。
It was already 8, and it started to get dark.
那当时已经八点了，天也慢慢黑了下来。
As I drove, I found the roads were not lit, and one of my headlights were broken, so it was even dimmer.
我开上车的时候才发现这个路上有一段没有灯，而且我的一个车前灯是坏掉了，所以这个路是非常的昏暗的。
All that I could see were the reflectors on the roads.
我所能看到的就是路上的那个反光的镜。
I started to get scared, especially when cars behind me were passing by since I drove too slow.
那我的心中就慢慢的产生了恐惧，因为我开得太慢了，不断有车从我后边超过去。
I thought of the words in the Bible and I changed all that was saying about walking to driving.
所以我就思想主的话语，把所有的行走都换成开车。
Even though I drive through the valley of the shadow of death, I feel no evil for you are with me.
那我虽然开过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在。
Your words are light to my path and lamp to my car.
你的话是我车上的灯，是我路上的光。
I shall drive by faith, not by sight.
我要靠凭信，而不是凭眼见而开车。
I pray, Lord, you're with me. You said, "Do not be afraid, because I am with you."
我就祷告主啊，愿你与我同在。然后主就回答说，不要害怕，因为我与你同在。
Do not be dismayed, for I am your God.
不要灰心，因我是你的神。
And that I will be with you till the end of the age.
我要与你同在，直到这世界的末了。
I was filled with so much courage, and I felt even if something would happen to me, I am sure I would be in nowhere else than His loving hands and His embrace.
我的心中就充满了勇气，因为我知道，即便有什么事情发生，我所在的地方也不会是其他另外一个地方。只在主他的爱手和他的怀抱里面。
The fear was gone without a trace, and was replaced with a great sense of deep peace.
那我的心中的恐惧就一扫而尽，那我心中就有了一个深深的平安。
Then on the dark roads to Texas A.M., the reflectors start to seem like the lamp to my feet.
就在我开往 Texas A.M. 那条黑暗的路上，那路上的反光镜就好像我脚前的灯一样。
Why shall I fear if I have my Lord with me?
若有主与我同在，我有什么可畏惧的呢？
Soon I start to see bright lights and I made it safely to my destination.
那不久我就看到有亮光出现，我平安地到达了学校。
Exhausted as I was,
虽然我非常的疲惫，
my heart was pumped for I had experienced the presence of the Lord.
然而我的心是如此的跳动，因为我实在是经历了主的同在。
What can I be without him in this dreadful world?
在这可怕的世界，若没有主，我能在哪里呢？
Lastly, I want to take the opportunity to thank brothers and sisters for your sacrifice.
最后我愿借这个机会来感谢弟兄姐妹你们的摆上。
All the brothers and sisters who coordinated, assisted, and made this conference possible.
是这么多的弟兄姐妹在一起来彼此的扶持配搭，才让这个聚会能够顺利的开展。
Brothers and sisters who served the children and helped with logistics.
这些弟兄姐妹们，还有那些弟兄姐妹，他们来服侍孩童，在各样的事物上摆上。
Thank the Lord for giving me such a loving and big family.
感谢神给我这样一个满有爱又温暖的大家庭。
Praise the Lord, all glory to Him.
赞美主，愿一切的荣耀归给他。
我们希望弟兄姊妹讲一下你的名字哈。刚刚交通的是萧华姊妹。
We do ask our brother and sister to introduce yourself first. That was Sister 萧华 Sakura.
我们请下一位。
OK.
弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters. My name is Lu Ling.The 4 days of the. The 3 nights, 4 days, 3 nights summer conference passed in the blink of an eye.
感谢神让我有机会可以在这里和弟兄姐妹有一些小小的分享。
We thank the Lord for giving us this opportunity to have very simple fellowship.
也让我自己有机会来整理神在我心里的光照和感动。
Which is also an opportunity for me to reorganize my thoughts and what the Lord has shown me.
这次在夏令会，我在幼儿组有一些小小的服事。
This time during the conference, I have some small ministry, small service in the infant.
虽然我也很愿意，也很喜欢来照顾小朋友。
Even though I really am willing and I'm very glad to take care of little kids.
但是因为会错过晚上的现场信息，心里总是有一丝丝的遗憾。
But my heart felt a little regretful because I would miss the evening messages.
觉得都来了夏令会，不能听到现场的信息，非常可惜。
And I thought it's a pity that I come all the way to the conference, but I couldn't hear the live messages.
一天，我在孩子们上课的走廊里遇见了一位年长的姐妹。
So one day I met an elderly sister in the hallway.
我发现他早上在这里。
I realized she was there in the morning.
晚上他也在这里。
And she was there in the evening too.
随时都在看有没有任何班级的老师或者孩子有需要的地方。
And she was there in the hallway in support, trying to see if there's any classroom teachers or students needed help.
我就问姐妹，你是一直在这里吗？
So I asked the sister, are you here the whole time?
姐妹说是的。
And she said yes.
我很讶异。
And I was surprised.
我接着问，那早上和晚上的信息你都要错过了？
So I further asked her, then you will miss the morning and evening messages.
只能回去听录音了。
And so you have to go back and listen to recording?
姐妹笑着说，是啊，但这就是为什么我们要有录音呀。
Our sister says, yes, of course, and that is why we have recordings.
对我来说，我把夏令会看成一个服事。
And she says to me,summer conference is my service.
姐妹的这一句话一下子让我非常的惭愧。
And immediately I felt very embarrassed.
也像醍醐灌顶一样把我从遗憾的情绪里面拉了出来。
And also it immediately brought me out of my own self-pity and my own attitudes.
的确，夏令会我们有很好的讲员来分享神的话。
Truly we have wonderful speakers to come and share the word of God.
我们也都渴望在夏令会得到属灵话语的喂养和浇灌。
We also desire to receive the word of God to quench our thirst and to fill our hunger.
可是属灵生命的成长并不是只有这一种方式。
But that is not the only way for spiritual life to grow.
借着服侍神，我们也是在生命里学习放下自己的需要。
Through serving God, we also learn to put on our own needs in the life of Christ.
来体贴神和教会的需要。
And that we can be mindful of the needs of the church and the need of the Lord.
我再仔细一想。
And also I thought about it.
我错过的只是晚上的信息。
I have only missed the evening messages.
而且信息是有录音的。
And there are recordings.
而下午专题的时候也有弟兄姐妹在服侍孩子们。
But there are also many brothers and sisters who are serving kids in the afternoon workshop time.
专题是没有录音的，错过了就错过了。
And there are no recordings for any of the workshops. If they missed it, they missed it.
这些弟兄姐妹又何尝不想参加专题的学习讨论？
Wouldn't these brothers and sisters also desire to fellowship and to share in the workshop?
他们的摆上岂不是更大吗？
And isn't their sacrifice even more?
但正是因为有这些弟兄姐妹的摆上。
But because of the sacrifices and the laying down of themselves from brothers and sisters,
我们这些拖着娃的父母才能有机会专心的参加专题和听信息。
So all the parents like myself, with kids can focus our time and attention on the Lord.
还有那些弟兄姐妹带着孩子们去晨更吃饭上课。
There are brothers and sisters who take care of the kids, taking them to morning devotion, to breakfast, to classes.
大会的各种后勤支持。
And there are many people who support and assist, in the background.
这背后都是许多弟兄姐妹的默默摆上。
There are many people that's working and sacrificing themselves behind the scenes.
想到这里，我真是对自己这一点点的服侍再也没有什么可说的了。
So as I thought of all this, there is nothing more I need to say about my own services.
感谢神，让弟兄姐妹生命的见证像云彩一样围绕着我。
We thank the Lord that the testimony of life is like a cloud of witnesses around us.
让我可以被建造，得激励。
That we can all be built up and to be encouraged.
每次参加夏令会。
Every time I go to the conference,
我都会有一个要准备的物品清单。
I always have a packing list.
我做了一个电子表格。
And I made a spreadsheet on the computer.
只需要根据前一年的清单，然后按照今年的变化稍作修改即可。
And every year I just need to make very minor updates from the year before.
今年我在更新清单的时候。
And this year when I was updating the packing list,
发现去年的清单上有一项物品是尿布。
I realized last year I still had items as diaper.
我很开心地把这一项删掉了。
And very gladly I deleted that item.
因为在过去的这一年，我们家老三已经彻底告别了尿布。
Because my youngest child has already been completely diaper trained.
删掉这一项的时候，我心里觉得非常开心。
And I was so glad to be removing that item.
不仅仅是因为可以少带一个东西
Not only because that's one less thing to bring
更是因为看到这一年里孩子的成长和变化
But especially because we begin to see the changes and the growing, the growth of the children
这也让我想到
And which also caused me to think
我们一年又一年的参加夏令会
We go to the conference year after year
我们的属灵成长是不是也有一张清单呢
Do we also have a packing list or item list of sorts for our spiritual growth.
今年我们在大会里有了得着，立了心志。
This year we go to the conference, we have received from his words and we have made resolutions.
要在接下来的一年里操练某些属灵的品格或者习惯。
That we decided that the Lord has moved us to practice certain spiritual characters and certain spiritual habits.
我们也可以把它记下来。
We can also write down a list.
然后等下一年夏令会来的时候。
And then we can revisit them for the, before the next year's conference.
我们再回头去看看这些心智达成了吗
?We can see whether we have truly practiced them.
我们都有成长吗
?Have we truly grown?
如果每年我们都能在主里面有生命的长进。
If we can really grow in the life of the Lord the year after year,
这会让我们在天上的父何等的喜悦呢
How would that please our Father in heaven?
我愿意与弟兄姐妹一起共勉
So I want to encourage one another
让神对我们的光照和感动成为我们的动力
That the light and the touching of the Lord can truly motivate us
去操练我们属灵的生命
That we can practice and to be built up in our spiritual life
在下一次在夏令会和弟兄姐妹相聚的时候
And so when we meet each other again at the conference next year,
我们能彼此分享过去一年神在我们身上的制作和改变。
We can come together and share with one another how the Lord has changed us in the past year.
谢谢。
Thank you.
It's a lot of people today.
今天有很多人。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好，弟兄姐妹。
My name is Jason Wan, and it's by God's grace that I can be here and stand as a testimony for him.
我的名字是 Jason Wan, 那实在是因着神的恩典，我今天能够在这里来为他做见证。
The Lord has shown us a lot through this summer conference this past weekend.
那在过去的这个周末，神借着这个特会向我们启示了很多。
And through our brother Lucio, has become even more clear.That we must be ready for our Lord's return.
那借着 Lucio 弟兄的信息，让我们更清楚的来看到，我们应当为主的再来有预备。
I want to first begin on sharing what Brother Lucio talked about on the last night.
那我开始的时候想要来分享 Lucio 弟兄在最后一晚上来为我们分享的。
Our brother Enoch.
那就是关于以诺弟兄的。
Growing up in church, I thought Enoch was just a cool Christian who never died.
那但因为我是在教会长大的，所以我一直以为以诺只不过是一个非常酷的基督徒，他就没有死过。
But who was Enoch really?
那但谁是以诺呢？
Through our brother, I saw that Enoch is the prototype of rapture.
那借着弟兄的分享，我就看到以诺是那些被提的弟兄的一个预表。
Rapture was something that I didn't really understand before.
在这之前，我并不明白什么是被提。
But I believe our brother Lucio put it very clearly.
但我想 Lucio 弟兄把这件事讲得非常的清楚。
Salvation and rapture are two different things.
救恩和被提是两件不同的事情。
We all know that salvation is a gift of God through mercy.
我们都知道救恩是谁在怜悯当中给我们的礼物。
But rapture is a reward from God.
然而被提是神所给我们的一个奖赏。
A reward that Enoch was able to experience.
那这个奖赏是以诺能够亲自来经历的。
Hebrews chapter 11 says,
希伯来书第十一章这样讲。
And without faith, it is impossible to please God.
人非有信就不能得神的喜悦。
Because anyone who comes to him,
因为到神面前来的人
must believe that he exists,
必须信神是。
And he rewards those who earnestly seek him.
且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
Enoch is the perfect example of this verse.
那以诺弟兄正是这一节经节一个非常好的例子。
Not only did Enoch believe that God existed,
那不仅他相信神是，
but he was able to please God by earnestly seeking after him every day.
并且借着每一天来迫切的寻求神，他能够得神的喜悦。
By faith for 300 years.
借着信，他在地上与神同行三百年。
And as a reward, Enoch was taken by the Lord.
那他的赏赐就是被神能够从这世上取去
，so that he would not experience death.
所以他就不用再见死亡。
Throughout this entire 300-year period,
在这三百年当中
，God was enough for Enoch.
神对以诺来说就足够了。
What a wonderful story of how persistence in walking with the Lord through faith could lead to such a reward.
那这是何等美妙的一个故事，就告诉我们，若我们能够来坚持与神同行，我们所能得着的是何等的奖赏。
A reward that only God can give.
这个奖赏唯有神才能够赐给我们。
Now that I know who Enoch truly was,
那现在我知道以诺他到底是谁了。
I aspire to be like him.
我也想要能够成为像他一样的人。
I quickly also want to share a little bit about how Jesus was a pioneer.
那我想也快快的来分享主耶稣如何是我们的元帅或先锋。
A leader that God had provided so that we could all be led to salvation.
是神所赐给我们的，好叫我们都能够来得着那永远的救恩。
In his 33 years on earth, Jesus was in constant communion with the Father.
在主耶稣在地上的33年半的时间里，他时刻都与神，都与天父有美好的交通。
At his own baptism,
在他自己受浸的时候
，before he was tempted in the wilderness，
在他在旷野受试探的时候
，right before the transfiguration，
以及在他变化形象之前
，while at the Garden of Gethsemane，
在克西马尼园的时候
，and even right before his death，
同样也在他将死之前
，in every key aspect of his life，
在他生命每一个关键的时刻
，our Lord had constant fellowship with the Father，
我们的主都与父有持续的交通。
Jesus revealed the important element of fellowship.
那主耶稣也同样启示了在交通当中最重要的很重要的一环。
And that is constant communion.
就是不断的交通。
In this way, Jesus opened a way for us.
借着这个，主耶稣为我们开了一条又新又活的路。
One that we all ought to follow.
这条路也是我们同样都要来行走的。
To conclude, I would like to ask everyone a few questions.
那结束的时候，我想要来问大家几个问题。
Do we truly, through faith, seek and walk with God every day?
我们是否在每一天当中真的因着信来寻求并与神同行？
Are we in constant communion with the Father?
我们是否常常与父有交通？
Are we like Enoch and our Lord Jesus?
我们是否像主耶稣、像以诺一样？
But most importantly,
那最重要的是
，Is He enough for us?
主耶稣对我们来说够不够呢
？Thank the Lord for providing us with such a fruitful conference.
感谢主，让我们有这样一个硕果累累的聚会。
And as we continue on with our walks,
当我们继续来地上的行走的时候
wherever we may be,
无论我们在何处
I hope that we can all answer yes to these questions.
我希望我们能够对刚才的问题都来回答是的，足够了。
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
四天的夏令，哦，我是杰妮，我来自 RCGG.
My name is Jenny, and I go to RCGG group.
四天夏令会的时间过得很快，我个人是非常享受我们在地里，在地上在主里的聚集。
The 4 days of conference truly passed very quickly, and I myself really enjoy the gathering, in the Lord.
想到将来在天上我们可以每天这样聚集还可以亲自见到神的面每天敬拜赞美他就真的是心欢喜灵快乐
And as I imagine one day in heaven we can gather like this every day and that we can truly worship and serve our God daily and my heart really rejoices
对我今天的分享会分两块然后上山曲目就是我在专题当中的学习还有在侍奉当中的见证那下山建殿就是我要继续在地上的操练的功课
So there are two parts of what I want to share One is that we need to go up to the mountain to bring wood and which is what I learned from the workshop time in the afternoon and also we need to come down to build up the temple which is our daily exercise as we return from the conference
我今天参加的专题是张康弟兄讲的在日常生活中得到永恒的价值
And the workshop I attended was from Brother 张康led which is to receive eternal value in the daily things
听起来这个题目是很大但是讲员抽丝剥茧还有弟兄姐妹的见证把看起来很大的话题可以用到实处
The topic sounds very grand, very big but the speaker or the leading brother reallybroke it down into small details so that we can understand in very practical ways.
我的得着主要是两点。那第一点就是对于永恒价值的定义。
One, I have received is the definition of that eternal value.
对，我们虽然在地上，但是顾念的事不应该是向后。
Though we look, we live on this earth, but what we should be mindful of is not something that are backwards.
向里。
Or inward.
环境。
Or our environment.
应该是向上看，要看到永远。
But rather, we need to look upward to see that which is eternal.
要认识神，以至于可以分辨什么是高贵的事情，什么是卑贱的事情。
If we know God, then we will know what is noble and what is abased.
进而可以每天活着是为了主的满足。
If we can live daily, we can live for His satisfaction.
在事情上要尽心竭力，经历圣经里的话语，得到从神来的满足和自由。
That we need to be diligent in our daily walk, and that we can receive the full nutrients from the Word of God, and to be satisfied in Him.
第二点是在三个战场上的实际操练。
Secondly, is the daily practice or exercise in three battlefields.
日常侍奉呢，要学习对付自我，要谦卑奉献全人。
One is that in our daily service, we need to learn to deal with ourselves, to humble ourselves, and to be fully consecrated.
个人呢，我们要多与神独处的时间，要学习顺服。
And we need to spend personal time with the Lord and to learn obedience in Him.
在家庭呢，要学习舍己的侍奉。
And in our families, we need to deny ourselves.
那我的见证呢是在今年 P1 的教课过程。
And my testimony is from my service in the P1 class.
今年 P1 的孩子们上的是约拿书，关键词是顺服。
And the P1 class, we were learning the book of Jonah, and one of the key word was obedience.
最开始知道我要教课呢是在夏令会的前两周。
I only found out that I need to teach P1 class only 2 weeks before the conference.
对，临危受命，但是知道有需要就答应。
And it was such a last-minute request, but I knew there was a need, so I gladly accepted.
因为我课是周五的早上，所以周四晚上我就问其中一个老师，小朋友怎么样啊
？And I was going to teach on Friday morning, so I asked the Thursday evening teacher, "How was the kids?"
想着可以有个心理准备。
And I want to have to be mentally prepared.
结果得到的答案就是孩子们特别有活力，你要好好祷告。
The answer I received was that the kids are very lively, so pray very hard.
本来开始有点发愁，因为早晨的课都是三个小时。
And I was a little bit worried because the morning classes are 3 hours long.
结果现在更愁了。
And now I'm even more worried.
但是感谢主，神的恩典真的是丰富。
But we praise the Lord, His grace is enough.
周五上课的时候呢，小朋友们都很认真听，然后也很认真回答问题，也很认真在做手。
So on that Friday morning, all the kids listened very intently. They were very intentional when they were doing crafts or where they were listening to teachers.
其他老师们也配合得很好。
And all the other teachers assisted very well.
所以三个小时时间过得很快，我的担忧完全是多余的。
And 3 hours passed by so quickly, and rendered all of my worries in vain.
感谢主，借着服事，不光是看到孩子们在神面前有一颗纯真受教的心。
So through this small service, I saw the pure and simple hearts from the kids.
同工们在爱心里彼此配搭服事。
And we saw how all the co-workers were able to work together in harmony.
更是借着约拿的故事要学习信靠顺服神。
And also through the story of Jonah, we learn ourselves how to trust the Lord and obey the Father.
那第二大块就是下山建殿，就是我要操练的功课。
Then secondly, it's coming down to build the temple, which is our daily exercise.
对，有四点。
And which has 4 small points.
第一个就是要认识神，就是希望自己可以在每天在神面前有更多祷告交通的时间，更多的认识他的属性和他的所事。
Firstly, I realize I need to know the Lord myself more and more. I need to spend daily time in devotion to Him and to know Him as He is.
对，第二点就是要以他为满足，有你够了，无论日多长。
Secondly, to be satisfied in Him, for you are enough, no matter long the day.
在经历事情的时候，想到的不是自己，而是为了神的满足。
When circumstances arise, we do not look to ourselves first. Do not look to how we need to satisfy ourselves or fill our needs.
第三点就是要竭力追求他，希望自己可以像以诺一样，每天与主同行。
And thirdly, to truly pursue Him, just like Enoch, to walk with the Lord daily.
最后一点就是要顺服神。
And lastly, to obey.
那最后要用彼得后书第一章三节结束我今天的分享。
I just want to conclude with the verse from 2 Peter, verse 1-3.
神的神能已将一切关乎生命和前进的事赐给我们。
Seeing that His divine power has granted to us everything pertaining to life and godliness.
借因我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德召我们的主。
Through the true knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and excellence.
希望我们一起在同奔天路的过程里彼此劝勉，更多认识神。
As we run this heavenly race together, may we encourage and stir each other up that we can come to know the Lord more.
感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
My name is Joel Hunter.
早上好，我的名字是 Joel Hunter.
And I will start with some excerpts of verses that we read during the message times and the morning devotion times last weekend.
那早上开始的时候，我想要来读一下在过去的这个周末，无论是早上的信息还是晨更的时候，我们读到的一些经节的选摘。
My righteous one shall live by faith, and if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him.
一人必因信得生，他若退后，我心里就不喜欢他。
By faith, Enoch was taken up, so that he would not see death, and he was not found because God took him up.
以诺因着信被接去，不至于见死，人也找不着他，因为神已经把他接去了。
For he obtained the witness that before his being taken up, he was pleasing to God.
只是他被接去以先，已经得了神喜悦他的名证。
This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased.
这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
I have set the Lord continually before me.
我将耶和华常摆在我面前。
During the evening times, Brother Lucio discussed this topic of being prepared for the Lord's return.
那在晚上的信息的时候 ，Lucio 弟兄就告诉我们要预备好主的再来。
And while we often talk about being prepared for the Lord's return,
虽然我们常常讲到预备为主的再来预备
，I think it became even clearer last weekend that the Lord is working everything according to this eternal purpose.
那我想在过去的这个主日，就让我们更清晰地明白，神让凡事互相效力，为着他这个永远的旨意成就。
It is not just part of the picture in his mind, it is the whole thing.
那这并不是说只是在他的思想当中一个简单的片段，而是说整个的全图。
And as those who are his disciples, his friends, that is what it should be, that is what he should be to us as well, the whole picture.
那同样作为他的门徒，作为他的朋友，这个也应该是我们的全图。
In his third message, Brother Lucio mentioned the testimony of Enoch.
那在他第三个信息的时候，路西欧弟兄就讲到了以诺的见证。
The Lord revealed to Enoch that when his son Methuselah died, judgment would come.
那神就向以诺启示，当他的儿子马土撒拉死后，审判就将临到。
And that is what Methuselah means. When he dies, it will come.
那这就是马土撒拉这个字，这个名字的意义，就是他死后将到来。
And today we are, in many ways, in a situation very similar to Enoch's.
那同样，今天我们所处的这个光景与当时以诺的光景非常的相似。
Just like Enoch, we live in dark days.
就好像以诺一样，我们也生活在一个黑暗的时代。
Just like Enoch, we do not know when it will come.
像以诺一样，我们也不知什么时候将要到来。
But just like Enoch, we have been warned that it will come, that he will come.
那同样像以诺被警告说他死后将到来一样，我们也被警告主一定会再来。
And we hear in Enoch's testimony how one can be prepared, how one can be pleasing to God.
那同样借着以诺的例子，我们也能够看到一个人该如何预备，一个人如何能够讨主的喜悦。
At the end of Hebrews chapter 10 and the beginning of chapter 11, the Lord clearly states that he finds no pleasure in the one who shrinks back.
那在希伯来书第十章的末了和十一章的开始的时候，主非常清楚地告诉我们，他不以那退后的人心里喜悦。
None, whether it is out of self-consciousness, an unwillingness to press on, or anything else.
无论我们是因为自我的意识太高，或者是我们就是不愿继续向前追求了，或者是因为其他的原因。
But the one who walks with the Lord by faith is pleasing in his sight.
但那愿与主同行的是讨他喜悦的。
Because when the Father looks at a vessel walking with Christ and filled with Christ, he sees his beloved Son in whom he is well pleased.
因为当父看到有这样一个器皿，他是被基督所充满，也愿意与基督同行的时候，那他所看到的就是他的爱子，是他所喜悦的。
And of course, it's so much easier to say than it is to live it out.
那当然这件事情说起来容易，但要把它活出来是非常的难。
We often strive with so much effort to please the Lord.
我们常常非常的努力想要来讨神的喜悦。
But the secret is right here in Enoch's testimony.
但这个秘诀就在以诺的见证里面。
Enoch did not shrink back, and he also did not charge forward in self-confidence or in his own strength.
那以诺不仅没有后退，他也同时没有借着自信或自己的力量而向前冲锋。
He simply walked with God. He kept the Lord continually before him.
他只不过是与神同行，他把神常常摆在自己的面前。
There is no record of him laying the foundations of great cities or inventing groundbreaking tools.
我们没有看到圣经记载他建了一座城的根基，或者是他发明了什么伟大的工具。
In fact, we really have no record of anything special about Enoch himself.
事实上，圣经上没有记载任何一个关于以诺特别的事情。
What is so special about his testimony is simply that the Lord is everything.
然而，正是这个是他见证的独特之处，就是神是他见证的一切。
The Lord was continually before him.
神是时刻常常在他的面前。
Are we captivated fully like that?
我们的心是否如以诺一样完全被主所俘虏呢？
Are we simply by faith walking according to what the Lord has shown us, however much or however little that might be?
我们是否能够像以诺一样，无论主所启示我们的是多或是少，我们都能够坚定的来跟随他呢？
Are we living lives that are completely fueled, completely driven by the Lord himself?
我们是否是生命被主完全的充满，也能够完全的被他来驱使呢？
Can we honestly say that the Lord is continually before us?
我们是否能够诚实的说，我常常把主摆在我的面前呢？
And can the Lord say that he sees his son in us, his son in whom he is well pleased.
主是否看到我们的时候能说，在他的里面我看到我的爱子，这是我所喜悦的呢？
These are the heart-challenging questions that I was challenged by during the conference.
那刚才提到的这些问题是我在参加聚会的时候我自己被所挑战的问题。
May the Lord help me and help us all to set the Lord continually before us and to walk humbly with him so that we might share in his glory.
愿主帮助我也帮助在座的每一位弟兄姐妹让我们能够谦卑地与他同行也当他再次显现的时候我们能够同享他的荣耀。
Hi, I'm Bernice.
大家好，我是 Bernice.
Thank the Lord for his word that is both sobering and encouraging.
感谢神，因为他的话不仅让我们警醒，也同样来鼓舞我们。
One thing that touched my heart from the CSC was during Brother Lucio's message on transformation, which was on the second evening of the conference.
在过去的这个夏令会有一件事情特别的摸着我的心就是卢西尤弟兄在第二个晚上讲到的主在变化山上这一段的故事
Our brother was talking about how on the day when the Lord returns what is inside of us will be revealed
那我们的弟兄就讲到当主再回来的时候我们里边的东西就要显露出来
Whether we have allowed his likeness and his glory to be accumulated inside of us or not
无论我们是否让主的生命在我们里面来积累
If we do not let his likeness and glory accumulate inside of us, we will be out of place, like fish out of water, in the kingdom in which everything reflects his glory.
如果我们没有能够让神的生命和他的形象在我们里面不断的积累的话，当他再显现的时候，我们就好像鱼离开了水一样，在一个充满他荣耀的世界里是不得其所的。
He shared from 1 John 2:28, this is the NASB translation. Now little children abide in him, so that when he appears, we may have confidence and not shrink back, and not shrink away from him in shame at his coming.
那他就分享到约翰一书二章二十八节那里，小子们呢，你们要住在主里面，这样他若显现，我们就可以坦然无惧，当他来的时候，在他面前也不至于惭愧。
The words shrink back in shame from this translation really stuck out to me from this verse.
那这一段话当中姐妹特别读到的有一个翻译就不至于惭愧或者是害羞的躲起来那特别就抓住我。
I happened to sit next to a family with a little boy one evening during the CSC.
那因为在过去的这个夏令会当中有一天晚上呢我是跟一个带着孩子的家庭坐在一起。
The little boy is maybe 1 to 2 years old.
那个男孩大概也就一二岁的样子。
I reached out my hand to say hi to him, but he shrank back away from me.
那我就伸手想要跟他说 hi, 但是呢他就是害羞地躲了回去。
This is normal for kids to do. He shrank back because he did not know me.
那对孩子来说这再正常不过了因为他退后害羞是因为他不认识我。
But on the day that the Lord comes, I do not want to shrink away from him in shame because I do not know him.
那但当主再来的时候我不愿像一个孩子一样害羞地躲起来因为我那时候可能不认识他
I want the day when the Lord comes to be a joyful day of reuniting with the Lord
我希望主再来的时候能够是欢乐的一天因为我们要与他同聚
I pray that the Lord would do his work in me that I would choose to abide in him so that on that day I will know him and that Christ would be revealed in me
我祷告愿主能够不断地在我里面工作当他再来的时候我能够知道他并且能够愿他的形象在我里面显现
And yet a part of me had been listening to the messages during the conference with dread and fear because I felt like I couldn't live up to these words even though I wanted them to be a reality
但同时在这次聚会当中我心中在听信息的时候也带着恐惧和战惊因为我知道我自己并没有能够照着这个标准去生活无论我多么的想要他们能够是一个实际
I want his glory to be revealed in me and to be more like him each day
我希望他的荣耀能够在我里面显现也愿我每一天都能够更多的像他
I want to keep my eyes on him and to behold his beauty
我也同样愿我的眼睛单单注目他能够来瞻仰他的荣美
However, when I was listening to these messages during the conferences, during the conference, these things seemed impossible.
然而当我在聚会当中来听这些信息的时候，刚才所提到的那些似乎是不可能的。
How can God accomplish this work in someone like me?
神如何能够在像我这样的人里面成就这样的工作呢？
I have been trying to come to the meetings faithfully, to go before the Lord and His Word, and to fellowship with saints diligently, but I cannot help but feel ashamed that I lack life in reality.
我一直很努力的来，认真的读主的话，认真的参加聚会，并且与弟兄姐妹也殷勤的交通。然而，这一切，然而我却，没有办法忍不住感到羞愧，因为我里面实在缺少那个实际的生命。
I listen to other brothers and sisters share and can sense that they've really experienced the Lord recently, but my own sharings feel so flat and dry.
当我听弟兄姐妹的分享的时候，我实在能够感觉到他们近期就来经历到主的生命。然而我在回想自己的分享的时候，却感到是这么的扁平和枯干。
I feel so weak and am prone to wasting my time on other things besides the Lord.
我感觉自己是如此的软弱，常常把我的时间浪费在其他的事情上。
But in his second message, our brother Wang shared that, even though we are as weak as the 12 disciples.
然而在王弟兄第二场的信息里面却讲到，虽然我们好像十二个门徒一样那样的软弱。
And some examples are like doubting Thomas or Peter who denied Jesus three times.
那举几个例子，比如那多疑的多马，或者是彼得曾三次不认主。
What did Jesus do for his disciples?
然而主为他的门徒做了什么呢？
John 13 verse 4-5 says that Jesus took off his outer clothing and wrapped a towel around his waist and began to wash his disciples' feet.
约翰福音十三章四到五节那里就讲到，主耶稣脱去外衣，拿一条手巾束腰，洗门徒的脚。
I am so touched by this picture of Jesus washing my feet.
那这样一幅主耶稣来洗门徒脚的画面，让我的心中深受感动。
He knows my feet have picked up the dirt from this world, and so he became a servant to wash my feet.
他知道我的脚在地上行走的时候沾染了很多的灰尘，所以他愿意能够做一个服侍的人来洗我的脚。
I feel so touched that Jesus would love me this much.
我实在是因着主如此的爱我而深受感动。
Our brother shared that our Lord Jesus will perfect our lives in such a way that we will be displayed as pearls, as precious stones before the Father.
弟兄也同样分享，神要在我们里面成就他的工作，让我们能够像珍珠和宝石一样被摆在父的面前。
During our fellowship time after the message, a sister shared an analogy that further comforted me that Jesus is the one who will do this perfecting work in us.
那在下午的这个交通聚会当中，有一个姐妹她就分享了一个比喻，那这个比喻就更多的来安慰我的心，因为我看到耶稣是那一位要在我们里面做那完全的工作，让我们来像他的。
She said that when children start to learn how to do something, such as chores, they're pretty bad at it.
他就讲到，当孩子们开始来学习做事情的时候，比如说一些家务，其实他们做的是非常的糟的。
They need a lot of help to accomplish even a simple task.
即便一些很简单的事情，他们也需要很多的帮助才能够完成。
But a good parent will break down the task into little steps and help them every step of the way.
但一个有经验的家长就会把这些任务分成很小很小的一步一步，让孩子们能够一点点来做。
In the same way, Jesus, the pioneer of our faith, is the one responsible for leading many sons to glory.
那同样，主耶稣，我们信心的元帅，他是那一位来负责把我们领到荣耀里去的。
I simply need to step into the way he has already prepared for me.
我所要做的就是来走上他所为我预备的道路。
I do have to continue to be diligent as I live before him, but ultimately God is the one responsible to carry me through to the end.
那当我继续下面的生活的时候，我仍要殷勤，但我知道终了神是那一位来为我负责，把我能够带到末了的。
He is faithful and he will do it.
他是信实的，他必成就。
Okay, good morning. My name is Lawrence Chu.
早上好，大家，我的名字是 Lawrence Chu.
I'll be sharing on two of the services that the Lord gave us opportunity to serve in at CSC.
那我所要想来分享的就是神在这个夏令会当中给我们的一些服事的机会。
One is the children singing, and the other one is inspiration.
那一个就是孩童们的唱诗，另外一个是下午的这个诗歌的时间。
Yeah, so we thank the Lord. He truly answered many, many prayers that were brought before Him.
那实在是感谢神，因为他实在是应允了我们在摆到他面前诸般的祷告。
When my wife and I were selecting songs and hymns for the children, we were selecting based off of age appropriateness as well as the connection to the lessons.
那当我和我的妻子一同来选孩子们的诗歌的时候，我们就按照他们的年龄和是否这个诗歌合适这个主题来选择。
And our prayer was just to be channels for the Lord.
我们所祷告的就是愿自己能够是神的运河。
And when we went through the songs with the children, we had a few focuses.
那当我们去真正来唱诗歌的时候，我们有几个所注意的。
One was just to focus on singing, not too much talking.
那其中一点就是更多的关注在唱诗而不是讲的上面。
Also on opening up of the heart.
那同样也是关注能够让孩子们的心更多的打开。
Also projecting of the voice.
就是我们的声音是否能很好的传达出去。
On memorizing the lyrics.
同样也是能够记住背诵这些诗词。
On praying after they've sung.
同样也是唱诗完了之后呢，要注意这个祷告。
And all of this to help them keep the word of the lesson and of the songs in their hearts after the conference.
那这一切的目的就是盼望在这个聚会之后，他们能够记住这些记住这些歌词，记住我们所教导的这些教训。当他们回到家之后，能够继续的来想念。
So the lesson one theme was the Holy Spirit will give you boldness to tell others about Jesus.
那我们讲到的第一个主题就是圣灵要给你勇气，让你能够向别人来传讲耶稣。
One of the songs we sang was This Little Light of Mine.
那我们唱的一首歌就是我的这点小光。
And the lyrics go, This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine.
那歌词就是讲到说我的这点小光我要让它发光。
And we had them stand up and do hand motions like, Don't let Satan blow it out.I'm gonna let it shine.
那我们也会请孩子们站起来，一起来做一些手语，不要让撒旦吹灭，我要让他发起光。
Another hymn we sang was Stand Up for Jesus.
那另外一首诗歌我们唱的就是起来，起来为耶稣。
So the lyrics go, stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross.
那歌词就讲到起来，起来为耶稣，你们这些十字架的军兵。
And we call different groups of the children to stand for different verses, so they can make that verse their own.
那我们也会在唱到不同这个诗节的时候，请不同的组的孩子们起来，所以他们能够觉着这节词是对他们说的。
And the second lesson theme was God, the Holy Spirit, is with you and will help you even in hard times.
那我们讲到的第二个主题就是圣灵神他与你同在，并且在你遇到困难的时候会帮助你。
So we sang the cares chorus.
那我们唱的一首诗歌就是千般忧。
I cast all my cares upon you. I lay all of my burdens down at your feet.
词就讲到我把所有的担忧交给你，我把所有的重担倾倒你脚前。
And we had to memorize it because it's a very short song.
那我们要来背诵这个歌词，因为这是非常短的一个诗歌。
Another song was the Spirit song.
还有一首诗歌是圣灵歌。
Oh, let the Son of God enfold you with His Spirit and His love.
歌词讲到，哦，让神儿子以他圣灵和他爱来围绕你。
And we had different groups sing the different verses because, again, there's a lot of richness in each of the verses for the children to take out.
那同样因为这个每一节的歌词里面都有非常丰富的内容，所以我们就让孩子们他们分组，每一组唱不同的节。
The lesson four theme was God can be trusted to keep his promises.
那第四个主题就是讲到神是信实的，他会遵守他的承诺。
So one of the songs we sang was I shall not be moved.
那我们所唱到的一节就是我必不动摇。
And we defined two words.
我们就要来为解释两个单词。
One is abiding.
其中一个就是住。
In my Christ abiding, I shall not be moved. In His love I'm hiding, I shall not be moved.
歌词就讲到住在基督里我必不动摇，深藏他爱中我必不动摇。
And the second one is feeding on his word.
那第二个词就是讲到说我们要以他的话语为我们的粮。
On his word I'm feeding, I shall not be moved. He's the one that's leading, I shall not be moved.
圣经作我粮，我必不动摇，他在前引领，我必不动摇。
And then another hymn we sang was Standing on the Promises of Christ.
那我们也同样唱了另外一首诗歌，就是站立在基督的应许上。
And we reminded them there's at least four things that they stand on.
那我们就提醒他们至少有四件事情是他们可以站在其上的。
Verse 2, standing on his word.
第二节讲到我们要站在他的话语上边。
By the living word of God I shall prevail.
靠着神的话语我必能欢唱。
Verse 3 is about his blood.
第三节讲到他的宝血。
Perfect present cleansing in the blood for me.
宝血现在使我完全得释放。
Verse 4 is about his love.
那第四节讲到他的爱。
Bound to him eternally by love's strong cord.
慈神爱所将我连他永不放。
And verse 5 is about his spirit.
那第五节就讲到他的圣灵。
Listening every moment to the Spirit's call.
时刻听从圣灵的呼召前往。
Standing on the promises of God.
站立在基督应许上。
And then the final lesson was God gives you everything you need to stand firm against temptation and win.
那最后一个就是神会给你力量，让你在面对一切的这个试探的时候能够得胜。
So we sang, Shine, Jesus, shine.
所以我们唱的诗歌就是耶稣照耀。
And the lyrics go, Lord, the light of your love is shining in the midst of the darkness shining.
歌词就讲到主你爱的光辉正照耀，像明灯照遍世界黑暗。
So we encourage them and ourselves to be a testimony for God and an example.
所以我们鼓励他们也鼓励自己，让我们能够是成为神的见证。
And we read through the verses with them because again there'sthese verses have very good lyrics to read through.
那我们就跟孩子们一起把这些诗歌的歌词都读过，因为这歌词实在是非常的丰富。
Yeah, and if you're a parent, almost all of these songs are in the children's handbook, so you have homework.
那如果你是家长的话，几乎我们刚才提到的所有的这些歌词都在孩子们的那个手抄本上，所以回到家里面你就有一些家庭作业要做了。
We all have homework.
我们都有一些家庭作业。
And finally for Singspiration.
那最后是下午的唱诗时间。
The Friday Singspiration.
是周五的这个唱诗的时间。
Thank the Lord we ended with the song, the hymn, The King is Coming Soon, Blue Book 204.
那最后我们唱的时候就是蓝本的204首王要再来。
And thank the Lord for the oneness with Brother Lucio's sharing about the glory of the Lord's return and the glory that accumulates up to the Lord's return.
那感谢神，因为Lucio 弟兄他就讲到，就是当神再来的时候所要显出的荣耀，以及之后所要来显出的荣耀。
Leading up to the Lord's return. Yeah.
就是这个荣耀能够引到主的再来。
Right, and so that's why the first verse you start soft because it's a whisper from the glory of the coming of the Lord.
所以在唱第一节的时候，我们是唱的比较轻声。
But then every verse and every moment.That glory grows stronger, and so the lyrics grow louder.
那当我们不断的往下唱的时候，这个荣耀不断的增加，所以我们的这个声量也不断的提高。
And every chorus is loud and glorious.
那每一次我们唱到副歌的时候，我们都要大声的唱那个荣耀。
And so the lyrics go, There's a whisper from the glory of the coming of the Lord. Oh, the joy my heart is tasting as I rest upon His word.
那歌词就讲到听那空中隐约风风飒飒吹来荣耀的细雨，我们的主就要回来迎接他的心腹。
And then the chorus is Glory, glory, hallelujah, The king is coming soon.
那这个副歌就讲到荣耀荣耀哈利路亚，主就要再来。
So our prayer for the children and for the adults is that his glory would increase in all of us as we prepare for his return.
所以我们祷告的就是无论是孩子还是成人，愿他的荣耀能够在我们里面不断的增长，直到他再来的时候。
Amen. So praise the Lord.
感谢主。
我们感谢主在夏令会赐给我们众多丰富的话语。
We thank the Lord for all His richness in His words and His grace through the conference.
感谢主今天早晨弟兄姊妹的分享。
We thank the Lord for all the